Record. Yes. Okay, I got it. All right. Shavuos Ha'edus. Okay, we're on Daf Lamed in Masechta Shavuos. Shavuos Ha'edus, no heges ba'anashim v'lo b'nashim. B'rechokin v'lo b'krovin. B'ksherin v'lo b'psulin. Okay, so Shavuos Ha'edus, Rashi, d'chsiv hu eid, b'roi l'hoyed, diber ha'kosev. The isha psula la edus kidi yelof bepirkin meva omdu shneha anashim. Okay, so in order to be part of the parsha of Shavuos Ha'edus, so you have to be someone who's roi lahayit. Okay, yeah. First, read the koseres first. What does he have?
Okay.
Okay, so Shavuos Ha'edus is in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. Shavuos Ha'edus Ketzad. Edom Shiyodo Edus Mamon. Vitavam Bal Ha'edus Lehoid Lo. V'kafru be'edusan, v'lo he'idu, v'nishbu, she'enem yodu lo edus, zui ha'nikreis, shvuas ha'edus. V'chayoven al shvuas zu, korban olav v'yored, ben she'yu meizidin, ben she'yu shogigin, she'nemar nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olav v'hu eid, v'lo nemar ba v'nelam, v'chayav al azodin kishkaga. Oh, we'll get into that when we do the Gemara. Okay. Then the Ram Yud-Gimel explains what Shigiga. I will leave that for a moment. We'll come back to that. Okay. So Shavuos Ha'edus is a Shavua in the negative. You make a Shavua, they're Toveya you, and you respond with a Shavua, and you're lying. Okay? And that has a special shame of Shavuos Ha'edus. Okay, whether or not it also involves Shavuos Bitui, simply being the Yisr of, Lo Si Shava B'Shmi L'Sheker, that's a whole big question that we're not going to take up anytime soon. Okay, but I'm just letting you know, it is a whole topic. Okay, so now, coming back over here, so the Mishnah is telling you that this halacha of Shavuos Ha'edus, which is a negative Shavua, is only, of course, if someone is Roy Lahayid, because it's a kfira on a Tfias Ha'edus. Okay? Okay, what does the Mishnah say now? Oh, and then it says, right, Ela v'ino no heges ela beruyin lahayid bifnei bezdin. I'm sorry, ela beruyin lahayid. So we'll take that up when we do the Ran. We'll take up the Gemara and then the Ran. All right. But the categories that are specified are. Isha, Isha, Krovim, Upsulin, Adas, and then Psulin, which means a Goslin, like Rashi says, right? Al Sashay Seid Chamas. That's the Goslin cannot be an aid. Okay. So then the question is, what's Ella Beruyan Lahoyed coming to tell you? Okay. That wasn't already specified. Okay, let's continue. Bifnei Bezdin is Shalom Bifnei Bezdin. Mipi Atzmo, Pia Cherem. Ein Chayavamad Shiyachapru Behen Bezdin. Did I skip something here? Bifnei Bezdin? Shalom Bifnei Bezdin. Mipi Atzmo. Okay. umim pi acherim ein chayavim ad sheyechapru behen bebezdin. Divrei Remeir. So Remeir holds, the sheet of Remeir is, that if you're kofar and you made a shvua, she'eni yodei alecha edus, so then that is considered a shvuas edus, even chutz lebezdin. You'll be chayev. But if it's mepi acherim, so then Remeir holds it's only bebezdin. So take a look at Rashi, mepi acherim. Kigo mashpiani aleichem, shetavo v'ta'iduni. So the one of the Balei Dinim says that to him. That you, I'm making you swear. Okay, that you should come and testify on my behalf. Va'amru lo ein ana yodim lecha edus, v'lo hotziu shvua mipiem. They say that they deny it, but they don't say a shvua. Nor do they answer amen. Einan chayavim ad sheyechapru bo bebezdin. D'chsiv im lo yagid. B'makam shilo haya magid haya moel. Ukra b'mujma pi acherim k'siv. Aval m'pi atzma yalaf remeya b'gzer eshava kid mefarish b'gemara v'afilu chutz lebezdin. Okay, so according to, if you're mujma b'pi acherim, but you yourself are not saying a shvua, you're just denying, so then that's only considered shvuas edus, yechayef shvuas edus in bezdin. But if you mashbia, if you mushba b'pi atzmo, you say, I swear I know no edus for you, that's a shvuas edus even chutz lebezdin. You be chayef. Okay, for lying. Okay? That's Reb Meir. What do the Chacham hold? The Chacham omrim, bein b'pi atzmo, bein b'pi acherim, ein echayav ma'ad sheyechapru behen bebezdin. And the Chacham say, makes no difference. That you're only chayef for shvuas edus if it's in bezin. I don't care if it's b'pi atzmo, you make a shvua or not, makes no difference. It's only in bezin. So how would you define that machlokas? Yeah, just to be fair, I think it is something to define right now, because if you go through the Gemara, and I did, I was curious. You know, the Gemara is based on the don mina, umina, don mina of uki ba'asra, gzereshava. But at the end of the day, if you do the whole Gemara, you can ask yourself, what are the two positions? How would you formulate and conceptualize the two positions? That's the bottom line. You can take a look at the Gemara, you know, when you want. It's on Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, the bottom of the daf. Goes up through Amud Beis. Let's just define the positions. Yeah, I would say like this.
Yeah.
See, I would be more specific. I would say that according to the Chachamim, the definition of Shvuas Edus is when you're kofer the Tainas Habaldin. It has to have a shame baldin, a shame taina. There's only a taina and a baldin in Bezdin. So that's why they hold it can never be outside of Bezdin. You know what I mean? It's you said like a maisa, it has to be a maisa Bezdin. I think it's more specific. I mean, you're right, but I think it's more specific. It's being kofar, tainas, the tvias baldin. And there's only that shame of a toein and a tviya in Bezdin. So that's what the Chachamim hold. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds, no. He holds it's a kfira of a substance of Edus. It's a kfira in Edus. They're simply denying that they know Edus. But the only thing Remeir holds is it has to be an objectified statement. Can't be a mere dibor. It has to be an objective statement of kfira. So it could either be an objective statement because it's a chefta shel shvua, or it's an objectified statement because it's said in Bezdin. Bifnei hadayanam. And that gives it a quality, an objectification. So that's the machlokas. Okay, he holds it's an object. Remeir is an objective statement simply being kofar edus, a chefta shel, a substance of edus, that's simply denying they have any, that they could be an aid, that they know any edus. The only thing is, it has to be an objectified statement. And according to the Chachamim, no. The definition of Shvuas Eidus is it has to be a, you're being a kofer bifnei hatoveya, bifnei habaldin. So therefore, it's only in Bezdin. That's the machlokas. Yeah, it's true. It's a good question, but it's going to be true of everybody. You know, why is it that it has to be, if that's correct, it sounds like it is correct, that it has to be that the Baldin has to say Mashbi ani aleichem. Why does it have to be Balashan Shvua like that? Especially since they're not saying Amen or swearing at all. You know, it's done by, let's say, by a Shvua's Bitui, that would be nothing. That wouldn't have a Din Shvua. Yeah, I'm wondering now. Now I'm wondering, based on David's question, maybe we have to reformulate. Maybe it does need a reformulation. I'm not saying throw everything out, but it might need a reformulation. And let me talk it out loud, okay? No, like this. In other words, it has to have a din. It has to have a din a shvua. Okay, it's shvua sa'edis. It has to have a din shvua. So, according to Rebbe Meir, in other words, like this, Rebbe Meir holds it's simply being a kovei sheidusa, okay, being kofer that he has knowledge of edus. So therefore, there are two possibilities. It has to be you being kovesh eduso al yedei shvua. So chutz lebezdin, you have to be someone who made a shvua. You have to say a shvua. But in Bezdin. In other words, chutz lebezdin, there's only one or two ways that has a din shvua. Either you say the shvua, or you say amen to a shvua. Okay, the amen is mitzaref you to the words of the other guy as a din, as if you said those words yourself. So either you say it or you answer amen. But in Bezdin, it's the very Maisa Hadin that's mitzaref you. In other words, it's part of the court procedure. In other words, he says Mashbia ani aleichem, and then you deny it. So because it's Maisa Bezdin, it's the protocol of Bezdin, that's mitzaref by definition. In other words, that context is the mitzaref. That this is a protocol, a procedure, a Bezdin procedure, that the Toveya says X, and now you respond. So that's considered being Kofer Beiduso Al Yedei Shvua. In other words, Chutz LeBezdin, it's just two random people. There's no Mitzaref between those people. So the only way to Mitzaref his words to mine is by answering Amen. But in Bezdin, that is the very procedure of Bezdin. That's a mitzaref. Bezdin's the mitzaref. The procedure of Bezdin itself is the mitzaref. So therefore, it's considered kfiris eduso al yedei shvua. The Rambam says, The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halach Aleph, Echad hanishba echad me'arba mine shvuos elu mepi atzmo, ve'echad hamushba mepi acherim va'ona amen, afilo hishbio akum, or cotton, va'ona amen chayev, shekol ha'ona amen acher shvua, kimotzi shvua mepiv. No, I don't think he... As I'm saying, according to Remeir, it's not a halacha like amen in Bezdin. It just simply, it has to be a kfiras eduso al yedei shua. It just has to be a tziruf. It's not the pshat that when you say in Bezdin, I don't know anything, that I, it's like I said the shua, you know, as if he said, you know, motzi shua mepiv. But it's a kfira al yedei shua. Shua say this is different. As long, the essence is kfira se duso. But it has to be al yedei shvua. It has to be mitzuruf to a shvua. So in Bezdin, that's intrinsically mitzuruf because that's the context of Bezdin's the mitzarif. The din Bezdin. Because according to Remeir, you could have kfiras edus outside of Bezdin because in fact you're saying you're being simply kofar that you have knowledge of this event. That's what he holds. That's the definition of Kfiras Eidus. Simply, I'm being tove. I'm saying to you, come to court and say, and I don't know any Eidus. You're making an objective statement that you don't know Eidus. That's why it has to be Al Yedei Shua. Can't be just mere Dvarim. It has to have a certain quality of statement. That's Shua. And then the other place it has a quality of statement is, of course, so I'm not really throwing out my svara, I'm just modifying it to answer David's question. The other way it has a quality of statement is intrinsically in Bezdin. And then it's mitzuruf to the mushbani aleichem, mashbiani aleichem. I'm saying definitively that the fact that you're saying it in Bezdin makes it an objectified statement. But you're correct. It has to be an objectified statement that's related to Shua. It has to have a din of Shuas. That's right. It has to have a din of Shuas Eidus. If you want to make it simpler, I mean, I don't care if you formulate it the other way. I don't think it makes a difference. I mean, if you want to say that it has the objective statement because since it's in Bezdin, it's related to Shua. But it's the same idea, really, because you're really telling me that it's the framework of Bezdin that gives it ultimately is the cause of it being considered an objective statement. Except you're saying it works by the mechanism because now in the Masa Matan he's denying a Shvua Sa'edis. I mean he's denying Eidus Ayedei Shvua. And the Chachamim hold, like I said also originally. Namely, they hold that Shvuas Eidus isn't simply mean you're being kofer beiduso, but they learn it means you're being kofer vis-a-vis a toveya, somebody who's looking to you to help them get back their mama. So therefore, your kfira by definition affects their mama. It requires a baldin, a toveya. It's not just simply denying you know Eidus, a substance of Eidus, but your maisa is actually affects the baldin. It's a din in the baldin. You're thwarting his efforts to recapture what he maintains is rightfully his. And of course, it has to be a din of shvua. It has to be al yedei shvua. Now, according to Remeir, it's a denial that you have knowledge of that metzias, of that event. That's what we mean, you're denying eidus. Doesn't mean that, we're not saying that it's a maisa eidus, chutz lebezdin. But we're simply saying that his definition is, you're denying knowledge of that event. That's Kfiras Eidus. Whereas according to Chumim, that's not true. Like, for instance, Perek Aleph, he says, Ha'edim sheyodo edus mamon v'tovam bal ha'edus lahayid lo v'kafru be'edusan. And where was the other one? Where was that in Perek? Let's say it was Perek Tess.
It seemed like you were reading Tess Aleph.
Yeah. Yeah, here it is. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Tess Aleph. Hare elu chayavim mishum shvuas eidus. No, forget it. But yeah, the Ram's lashon. I mean, he happens to be whole. He doesn't hold like the Chum. But sharei hifsidu mamon b'kfirasam. Yeah, but it's not gonna be a raya. Okay. Okay. I think to go further, I like to stay in the order of the Mishnah, which means we should take up the first run, the easy run. Okay. And by the way, I want to, so we're going to do the run. The run's on Daf Lamed Zion in the Rif pages. Where he starts, Vim Tomar, V'lamale L'misni. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I said Lamed Zion. I'm using the Oz Vahadar. I apologize. It's Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph in the standard edition, in the classic Vilna Shas. Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. And I don't know if it's a separate paragraph there, but there's somewhere in the beginning, right after the Ran, pretty much says everything Rashi does on the Mishnah. Then it says Vim Tomar, V'lamale L'misni Kohani, Lisni Einan Oheges. Okay, now in order to understand this run, you got to do the Gemara first. Nice, simple little Gemara. All right? By the way, let me just mention. So I want to do that problem, then I want to do the question of, but I don't want to go into too much detail, but just the question about Nashim, and take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim when he talks about the psul of Isha, that she's Som Tasim Alecha Melech, right there in Perek Aleph and Malachim. I just want to take, I'm not running all over to all the Rishonim. I just want to, just the Ran here, short Ran, and the Rambam. I'm just mentioning that. And then the next thing we'll do is, after that, the Ran just gives, Pshat in the Mishnah, until he gets Ve'ein Chayoven Al Shigagasa. Okay? The first, I just want to take up Rashi Shita. I don't know if I'm going to get through that whole Tosus because you really need to have a lot of knowledge of the third Perek. But I want to do the Rans. There's a Kasha Tosus S on Rashi. And then all the way at the end of the piece, the Ran defends Rashi. So you could skip the middle. I mean, you could do the middle, but I'm just saying that's what I'm going to do. I just want to stick to Rashi Shita, how it makes sense. But you got to know the Gemaras on Lamed Aleph on the Beis and Chav Vav Amid Aleph. You got to know, it's short Gemaras, easy Gemaras. But trying to synchronize the two Gemaras, that's where it's going to take some real thinking. Trust me. So anyhow, let's get back over here. So we have to take a look at this short Gemara. The Gemara is on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. About two-thirds of the way down, maybe even three-quarters of the way down. Yeah. Eina no heges ella beruuyin lahayid. So the Gemara says, Eina no heges ella beruuyin lahayid. Laafuke mai. Because the Gemara already expressed the psulim in detail. Right? Ish v'lo isha. Right, Rechokim v'lo Krovim, no psulim, like Goslin. So what's Eina no Heges El Beruyin Lahayit? Just say, right, Lafuke Mai. Amar Av Papa, Lafuke Melech. For Av Achabar Yaakov, Amar Lafuke Mesachik Bekuvya. Okay, Rashi, Limute Melech, Titznan, Lo Meid. V'lo me'idin also. Mesachik Bekuvya. Oh, Rashi here. I don't want to get into this, Rashi. Rashi is explaining what a Mesachik Bekuvya is. let's just leave it as a case of a some kind of gambling, and it's an asmachta. Okay, there's a problem there of das machna, das kenyan there. Okay, so now let's go further in the Gemara. Man da amar mesachik bekuvya kol shekei melech. If you learn the Mishnah is excluding mesachik bekuvya, then we certainly know it's excluding melech. Uman da amar melech. And the one who says it's being memayet melech, aval mesachik bekuvya midaraisa mechzachazi. But the one who says Melech, he really holds Mesachik Bekuvya would be part of the parsha of Shavuos Eidos, and would be Chayev if he lied. But Midrabanan, they were only Midrabanan did they passel him from Eidos, so he's still part of the parsha of Shavuos Eidos. Okay, so the first Mandamo says that it's excluding Mesachik Bekuvya. Certainly, a Melech is also excluded from the parsha of Shavuos Eidos. If the Melech or Mesachik Bekuvya, according to the first Mandam, or lied, they wouldn't be chayev if they were kofar beidus. According to the second Mandam, it only applies to Melech, and a Mesachik Bekuvya, in fact, would be chayev for being kofar beidusa. Okay? Now let's take a look at Rashi. Everyone right? Everyone has the facts? Okay. So Rashi says, Kol shekei melech dimidaraisa lo chazi. Dichsiv som tosim alecha melech. Shetehe emaso alecha. Vahabo lehoyed sarach lamo lifnei hadayin kida omr lael. Viderech bizoyin hulo. Fascinating. Isn't that fascinating? Okay. So why isn't a melech Roy Lahayid Midaraisa? Because there's an assay of Som Tasim Alecha Melech. And coming to Bezdin and being Omeid Lifnei Hadayin violates that. So therefore, he's Potter from Eidos. Alright? Okay. Aval. So that's the Kol Shekei Melech. So the question is, what does it mean, Kol Shekei Melech? So if you know Mesachik Bekuvya, Kol Shekei Melech. Okay? So, I mean, plain pshat, but it's still you want a little more of an explanation, is because if you're telling me it's excluding Mesachik Bekuvya, who's only Lo Chazi Midrabanan, so kol shekein a melech, it's lo chazi midaraisa. Okay, there's, daf yomi. I will come back to that. It needs a little bit more explanation. But that's the plain, shot. Okay, let's do the other way. Aval mesachik bekuvya midaraisa chazi. Shelo pasla Torah ela eid chamas. Shenotel bechazaka. Kamo vayigzulu es kol. I don't know. What's the right girsa here? Does anybody know? Vayigzulu es kol asher.
Yavor
aleihem. Okay. Debale shchem. Virabonon gazru be. So that's just the raya. That pasuk just the raya that it means a gazlan, shenotel b'chazaka. That's the one that's an eight chamas. That's the one that's puzzle. V'rabbanon gazru bay, meaning the rabbanon made gzeir on a mesachik b'kuvya. V'asahu gazlan midivreim. V'amru asmachtihi v'lo kanya. V'kevan de midaraisa chazi, chaylo ale shvua. V'ravacha savar hoel v'sof sof imasid lo mekablinan le lo karinan beva huaid. And Ravacha holds that at the end of the day, if he would come to Bezdin to testify, we wouldn't accept it. So we don't say that's v'huaid. It doesn't fit into the parsha of Shavuos Eidos. It says v'huaid. and he's being kofer. No, he's not an aid. Okay? So what is the machlokas, Rav Acha and Rav Papa? Again, according to Rav Papa, it's Lafuke Melech. Because Melech is Lochazi. But Mesachik Bekuvia is Chazi. Only Midrabanan Pasluhu. And the other Mandama says, no. Either one is excluded. Because Sof, he can't testify in Bezdin anyhow. The funny thing also is, if I may add, if you get a chance, prepare this for next week. One more thing to prepare before you go to the next area. Take a look on Lamed Amid Beis. The case, it's the second wide line, all the way on the bottom. Rav Yemer Hava Yodale Sadusa Lamar Zutra. Read that case. And then take a look at the Tosis of Asay the covered Torah Odif. I'll tell you one thing that comes out of that Gemara. I'll see if you agree with me next week. But it seems pretty, to me, it seems pretty clear that if in fact the Melech was Meid, his Eidus is good. Just a funny fact. I'm throwing it in there only because I'm just worried that you're going to formulate it in a way that will deny that. But I'm not telling you have to think about that. You can just think about the problem. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Yeah, Joey's right. Yeah, this fact affects what's the kol shekain. Yeah, that's exactly why I said that before, that the kol shekain requires a little more explanation. Because it sounds like apples and oranges. A king is a lo chazi, but if in fact if he gave edus, it would be an edus. Whereas in Masachi Pakovia, if he shows up, lo mekablina mid the rabbanan. What's the kol shekain then? According to Rav Papa, it's only Melech, because Midaraisa, only a Melech is not a Barhachi of Tvias Edus. There can never be a Tvia upon him to come to Bezdin, to be Meid. He's not part of the Parsha of Chi of Edus. So since he can never be a nitfa la'edus, so by definition, he can't have a kfiras edus. The gavra is mufka from tviya. But midaraisa, mesachik bekuvia, is subject. That gavra is subject to tviya. The only thing is, the Chachamim pasluhu, meaning the Chacham said, if he's meyed, we won't accept it. Lo mekablina minei. That's Rav Papa. Rav Papa is simply, the Melech is lo chazi, meaning he's not a barhachi of tfiyah. So therefore, he can't be defined as a kofer beiduso. He's not subject to such a thing. But a Mesachi Bekuvia is. I, the Chachamim, passed that Gavra from Edus. Yeah, it's true. They said if he's made it's nothing. It counts for nothing. But Midaraisa, he's a Barachi of Tviyah. What does Rav Acha Bar Yaakov say? Sof. Lo karena behu eid. Right? It's really funny. When you start to think about Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he says sof. Yeah, but the sof is midrabanan. It sounds like they're almost in that question of the rice and the rabanan. What's the relationship between the two? It's like a Rambam and Ramban, like as if you're in the Sefer HaMitzvos over there. Right. So it comes out according to Yuchayim. In other words, his svara is that it doesn't go by the abstract. Practically, he can never give edus. His edus will always be nullified. He's not an aid at the end of the day, practically. And since practically he can never give edus, you can't say he's a kovesh beidusa. According to Rav Papa, he doesn't care if at the end of the day he's not a he can't, his edus won't be niskabel. But in the abstract, he's a baruch of tfias edus. It's only a psul de rabbanan that they knock him out. So as long as he's a midoraisa barhachi of tfias edus, the chi of edus is really chal on him. Midoraisa, so therefore he's part of the parsha. And according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it's not formulated in the abstract, but in the kfiras edus is only if you're kofar from a real Haggadah Seidus. And you can never be subject to that practically because of the Durabanan. It's almost like, it sounds like the Machlokas is whether or not it's in the abstract. That's whether you define based on the abstract, the Chiyuv. That's what I mean by the abstract. Are you a Barachi of Tfiyah? So therefore, midaraisa you are. So therefore, that's it. You're part of the parsha. Whatever will practically happen, that's not the issue.
So what's the kol shekain?
Oh, the kol shekain is because if you're telling me that in your definition, you're saying that practically, since it seems like this, that the kol shekain is that if you're telling me that we look at it from the practical aspect, meaning even the drabanan, even midrabanan, practically it's going to turn out that you are not a factor in this din. You're not part of this din. Because at the end of the day, they're not going to be makabel, you're edus. So kol shekain, a gavra who is not part of the bezdin, not part of the tfiya, the toveya, and the nitva midoraisa. Because if you're telling me he's a low chazi midrabanan, that at the end of the day, practically his edus will never be will not be factored into this case. He's not part of the case. So kol shekain, someone that the Torah was a mafkia from the din. If you're looking at it on a practical level, because you can never demand that the melech comes to Bezin. In fact, having him stand in front of the Bezin will be violated an asay of Som Tasim Alecha Melech. So if you go by the practical kol shekain the daraisa, that case is going to be putter. That's the kol shekain. If it's in practical terms, it's a kol shekain. You're telling me that someone who's pasul midrabanan is not part of the parsha. Certainly, somebody who's mufka midaraisa is not part of the parsha. The kol shekain, exactly. The kol shekain is as far as the cause of it. If the Torah removes somebody from the thing, that's a much greater thing than if the Rabbanan removed him. If the reason why midrabanan he's not part of the parsha is because practically he can never give edus, well, kol shekain a melech. He's not a bara. He can't be you can't be tovei him to bezdin. He's not part of the ma'isa bezdin.